Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to Take Your Bow, a new bite-sized podcast series from the Curtain Call stable that shines a spotlight on the people that make theater happen. In each episode, we're giving someone in the theater a chance to take their bow. From seasoned professionals to drama students, vocal coaches to life coaches, you'll find them right here giving insights into what drives them to be in the business and who inspires them. On today's episode is stage manager extraordinaire Shane Tong. Shane has been backstage behind the scenes on many shows in and around the West End for many, many years, very often seen or not seen at the National Theatre in London. He is one of the hardest working stage managers out there, working on the biggest shows, including Evita, Angels in America, and Hadestown. But the lockdown ended his latest production at the National just after the dress rehearsal, and that hasn't stopped him using his organizing mouse, as he's produced and managed a series of concerts every Saturday for the last 2.5 months in the form of the Crystal Palace Lockdown Live. Now, I could go on about it, but I do in this podcast, so I'm just going to let Shane tell you all about it. I'm going to start us off, so I know your name, but... Shane, could you let everybody know your name and what you do?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Shane Tong, and I am a stage manager working in theatre, and currently, well, normally work at the National Theatre in London, but due to the coronavirus, I'm currently furloughed. So yeah, that's what I'm at the moment.
It's such a shame that we don't have the National Theatre to go into and just not just performances, but that's so many people's hangout place. So many people would have lunch there. I had so many lunches with my wife there when ITV was just down the street too. So,
oh yeah, of course.
I miss that, but I also just miss being able to pop in for a coffee, check out the bookstore, let alone watch so much theatre there.
It is. It's really sad. And actually, I suppose, like everything, when you're there a lot and so used to it, you take it for granted. But now, not being able to go in every day, you're absolutely right, John, that you miss that community feel, that coming together of, and just wandering through the foyer, picking up your coffee on the way into work, you know, and passing through, just seeing, as you say, people just popping in with the kids for a little respite or a meeting, or there's someone always with a model box in the foyer having a meeting there. It's just so sad that sort of culture hub of activity isn't able to happen at the moment. It's desperately sad, but you know, we have everything crossed that it will come back soon, I hope anyway.
Fingers, everything, toes, arms, legs, everything crossed. Shane, indeed. When did you know that you wanted to work in the business?
To be honest, it was sort of, I sort of fell into it by accident, to be honest. It came about when I was a teenager, to be honest, when I was in secondary school. And a new sort of theatre club opened up in my local village back up in Scotland. And my best friend, Tim, who sadly is no longer with us, not because of recent events, it was a few years ago, but he introduced me to this theatre group, and I was kind of, you know, a bit bored, just wanted to do what my best mate was doing, and I went along, and we initially went as performers, and Tim dropped out after a few weeks, and I was sort of just bitten by it. I just knew this is what I wanted to do maybe, and I soon realized that performing wasn't for me. And I sort of got under the wing of those who were producing the amateur shows and stage managing them. And I was like, what do they do? What's this all about? And from there, it just sort of exploded. They encouraged me to go to these training courses with the National Operatic Dramatic Association, I think it's called. And then and through school drama lessons, I just sort of got smitten by it. And went off to university and trained to become a stage manager. And that was it, really. So I've got a lot to thank Tim and everyone who was involved in my local drama club back home for what I've been able to achieve, really.
That's great. I was going to follow on this with who inspired you then. And the second part of that question would be who inspires you now? So I suppose that first one is Tim.
Yeah. It would be really, I mean, he was, he was such a lovely guy, and yeah, I mean, if he hadn't invited me along, I really have no idea what I would have ended up doing. My whole family back in Scotland are in the oil industry, and I know now, even now, that would just never have happened. So I don't know what I would have ended up doing, to be honest. But yeah, Tim and my drama teacher, Claire Robb, was a huge influence. She really pushed me. You know, I came from a small village and a farming community. Everyone was in the oil industry, like I said, and to do drama or know about the theatre wasn't really explored that much there. And I think Miss Rob, as she was to me then, sort of saw something and thought, oh, I've got someone that I can really encourage and nurture here, which to my benefit is an absolute joy, and I have everything to thank her for, really. So yeah, that it was those two that got me into it, really. Yeah.
And is there anyone you look up to these days just that keeps you going and strives you to just push it that bit further?
Do you know, I think it's just, it sounds such a cliche and it might sound really pathetic, but it's really just everyone that I end up working with. I think theatre is such a, and any of the arts, to be honest, is such a collaborative thing, and I love what I do, that I don't want, and I'm very, you know, very privileged that you get to work at times with the best in the business. No matter where you work, everyone's got the same goal and no one wants to fail, and we do it for that, you know, we do it for the love. I know it sounds cliche, but it's the passion, I think, and everyone that's around you that just drives each other. I think that's the inspiration to keep it going, to be honest. Yeah.
And what does your family think of what you do? You said that you come from a farming community, or, you know, everybody working in oil as well. What do they think of what you do, or do they know what you do day to day?
They've got a vague idea what I do. I don't know if they fully understand, but no, they've been so supportive. You know, whenever I chose things throughout school and university, and you know, even to this day, whatever I'm doing, they really are encourage me and push me and really support me. So, yeah, I wasn't the sort of the full black sheep of the family, as it were, but I was very lucky that all my family and my parents really, really supported me and sent me and took me and sent me to wherever I needed and wanted to go to help support it, to be honest. So, yeah, very lucky.
So many people say that they're lucky and they feel lucky, and that have been on this podcast, and it's so wonderful to hear that the majority of the people I talk to say they feel lucky and blessed. It's both sad to hear that, but also great to hear that, you know, there's some people out there who aren't that supported. So it's great to hear that you were. Let me, how do I phrase this? I ask everyone these same questions, but I know you're multi-skilled because you're a stage manager. I know the skills that you have to have, or at least I'm aware of the skills that you have to have. But you are a multi-skilled man. I know we'll get to that other side of having all those skills and using them on a day-to-day basis these days. But how important is it, do you think, to have many more skills than just one in your, you know, in your quiver? But also how do you juggle that in a modern world as well?
I think to be a stage manager, I think it's incredibly important to have a wide range of skills and not necessarily be good at all of them or the best at all of them, but you certainly thrive to be. But I think it's about understanding what everyone else around you needs to do to achieve what they need to do. And obviously, as a stage manager, you know, you're in rehearsals, you're the one who's the communication link, I guess, to everyone. And when you've got the demands coming through rehearsals, I think it's important to have a good and wide understanding of what everyone is it needs to do and how that would impact on everyone. Because sometimes we have to be the filter and choose when to relay that information and when not to relay the information. But it's also, you know, we work so closely with the actors as well and all of the creative team and everyone working backstage on the show. And at times we are not necessarily the linchpin, but we are the go-to person, I guess. You know, everyone looks to us for the information or the updates of what's happening or anything that's changing or anything that needs to happen quickly. So I think it's just having that calm approach and having the information at your fingertips. So it's about communication, I guess. If you're a good communicator and have a cheeky smile, then I think you'll succeed, to be honest.
I think a cheeky smile gets you through many things in life.
I do. But it is in the modern world, it's challenging, I guess, because technology is becoming vast, you know, in all walks of life, and especially in theatre. And, you know, you've got to, it's a challenge, I guess, to yourself to keep a bridge of all those changes and try and keep on top of it. And use it to your advantage, I guess.
And now the big question.
Yeah.
How have you been spending your days, Shane? I know the answer to this, and it's fascinating, and I'm so proud of you, man. But tell everybody how you've been spending your days and weeks since we've been shut down the theater industry.
Well, I've been spending my days basically organizing an online weekly music festival through Facebook Live. That I produce every Saturday. And I've been doing that this Saturday is going to be our ninth week. So what have we been in lockdown for? 10 weeks, I think?
That's 11 right.
Weeks, maybe? So for nine, coming up for nine of those weeks, I've been organizing and finding musical acts and performers or poets and DJs to be part of my weekly music festival.
And it's no mean feat, you know. My son has done a few of them.
Yeah.
And I have been online for most of them. And not obviously you dip in and out because Saturdays we kind of do things. I know some of the people who've gone in. When we're in the garden, we just have it on, you know, and we just listen to the new acts and the people that keep coming back. We're like, oh, we love these guys. But I cannot believe the amount of different people that you have found from all over the place. It must be a logistical nightmare, Shane. And how have you found the sourcing, but also the managing of that?
It's been fun. It's been challenging. because this, so the festival we're talking about is Crystal Palace Lockdown Live. And 9 weeks ago, well, probably 10 weeks ago, to be honest, I saw a similar event on Facebook from my local area in Scotland. And they do a similar format, but they've kind of opened it up that anyone can just post all the time. And it's just about bringing a community together. And I saw this and I knew that Crystal Palace, my local area, has got a great artistic community, thriving artistic community. And I just thought, oh, do you know what? I'm a bit down. The theatre's closed. You know, I was just about to open a new play at the National. We'd done a dress rehearsal. And the day of our dress rehearsal, we should have previewed the next day. And we were told, this will be it. We are closing the door.
Oh, wow.
So I was just really, I had sort of post-show blues without even, without even opening a show. So I watched this event on Facebook and I thought, do you know what? There might be something in this. And I just had an idea. I said to my wife, Corey, I quite fancy just giving this a go and see what happens. I've never done anything like this before. I'm not from a music events background. And I just put a couple of posts out, and I got a couple of answers back, and I was like, oh dear, this isn't going to happen. It's going to be a car crash. And I think that was on the Monday after seeing it on the Sunday. And by Wednesday night, I was sweating a little bit. I had no acts, nothing really, two or three acts. And then on the Thursday, I was just bombarded by requests of people who wanted to perform, which I was like, okay, here we go. We've got to do something now on the Saturday. And that was going to be it. It was going to be, I had 23 acts, I think, on the first Saturday. I was going to do it. That was it. One off, you know, and your son, Jack, performed as well, amazingly. And I was like, oh, that's it. We'll do 1 week. It'll be a bit of fun. And the response from it was incredible, not only from the artists who performed, but from people who, like you said, don't watch all day. They were sort of dipping in and out and taking bits and wherever they may be. And I just thought, okay, well, we'll do another one next week, because we had some acts, you know, who wanted to do the first week. I couldn't get in. And it has flown. And now it's just, I mean, by the end of I do it on a Saturday. We start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it finishes about 10:30 if it all goes well. And each performer gets 20 minutes, so there's 23 to 25 acts every week. And by the Sunday, I've got the next week basically lined up now. Everyone is just jumping at it.
That's amazing. I've seen it grow. I've seen how quickly people going, Shane, I want to do it. And it's so good to have like a running order, as you would with any festival. You kind of go, hey, well, listen, we can go shopping over these 2 hours because I want to be back and listen to some DJs. And I did a watch party at one point. And, you know, there's just been some cool things that are happening in the lockdown live. And you had a kids takeover, right?
Yeah, we did kids takeover. So we had about an hour and 45 minutes. So we had about 8 or 9 kids from the local community. The youngest was 7, went up to 13, I think, was our eldest. It just blew me away, the talent of them. You know, some were covering songs, but some were playing. We had a young girl on who was 13. She played the ukulele, the piano, and wrote her own songs. And I was just like, wow, this is, you know, we're in safe hands. But it's fab. And we had a Eurovision special, and Eurovision should have happened. So everyone, no matter what style of music or DJs, they had to include a Eurovision song in their act.
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah, it was great fun. And last week we went on tour. So we invited, we opened it up because primarily it was for the Crystal Palace community. Mm-hmm. That was the initial idea for the first week. And then it sort of, the week since, it's sort of, you know, people who are connected with people from the community. But last week, the Saturday just gone, we opened it up just to anyone and everyone who wanted to perform. And again, the response was incredible. We had acts from every of our home nations. We were in the Isle of Man, we were in Guernsey, we were in Barcelona. You know, it was just incredible. So I'm really proud of it. It's become a real sort of joy and a sense of pride for me, to be honest. So.
Well, Shane, you should. And, you know, I have my Facebook open on a Saturday and pop in, pop out. And it's testament, because I value my time on a weekend. And even when Jack's not playing, we have all of us on, you know, my wife and Jack, we all have our Facebook open on our phones just to kind of go, oh, wonder who's on now. Oh, Danny Nutt, the DJ, is a friend of mine, he's on. And, you know, and the range of DJs you have is fantastic. And I just think everyone should go and check it out from this Saturday, next Saturday. Well, you never know how long you go, Shane, but we'll kind of keep checking in from week to week. But I've got a couple of questions. One, gonna ask before we get to some quick fire questions, which are lots of fun, and that would be, you've been stage manager on a few musicals. In fact, the last time that we saw you was during the Evita run at the Open Air Theater.
Yep.
And So you've done musicals in the past, and if you could only have one cast album that you could self-isolate with, what would that cast album be?
Oh, that's a hard question. I'm a massive musicals fan.
Yeah, I know.
that's incredible. Wow. Do you know, I've got to pick one.
Yeah, you do. I'm so sorry, Shane.
Do you know what? I think I'm going to pick one, actually, of a show that I worked on. I'm going to cheat maybe a little. But I'm going to go for Hadestown by N.A.
Oh, that was so good.
It was so good. And, you know, it was such a joy to not only work on it, but to watch that show and the range of talent we had, because it was in so much development in the States and in off Broadway, and I think it went to somewhere in Canada as well. I've forgotten where exactly, but to bring it into us and for us to develop even further and send it to Broadway, but to have some of the cast, you know, we had Andre de Shields, who's just a Broadway legend, and to hear his opening number every night was just phenomenal, and so it just gave me shivers every night. So can I just say something?
Patrick Page, that bass that he's got in his voice, the Olivier stage has never known anything like it. Ever.
No, it was, and he talks like that. It's that deep all the time. It's incredible. You're just like, you have that Lion King Mufasa moment, you know, that Mufasa. Yeah. It's just like, poor Patrick Page. It's, it was incredible. So, that would be the one. And just to hear those voices again.
Amber was amazing. They just, everyone was incredible. Now, you know what? We have a mutual friend in Chris Lake. Lakey is a good friend of mine, and I was invited to the open dress, so I got to see that.
Oh, wow, really?
And it was just, the energy was off the charts amazing.
It was so much incredible. Yeah, and an amazing mix. The British cast who were part of it as well. You know, there's occasionally and often America's better or we're better. They just gelled, and there was just a sense of just a company being together. It really produced something special. So, I'll relive 100%. Those days, please, with Hadestown.
100%. You're great. That's perfect. So we're going to do some quick fire questions here. This should take no more than a minute, and I've taken more time than I said I was going to take of your time today, because I could just talk to you about Crystal Palace Lockdown Live for ages, because it's so good, Shane. It's such a great thing that you're doing and a great outlet for people. But let's get through some of these questions. And it's a this or that.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong answer, Shane.
Okay.
It's just let's see how the lay of the land lies. So movies or theater?
Theater.
Twitter or Instagram?
Oh, do you know, I'm not on any, and I'm learning about them both for Crystal Palace Lockdown Live. I'm such a dinosaur when it comes to things like this. But I will say Instagram.
Tom Stoppard or William Shakespeare?
Stoppard. Tom Stoppard.
Broadway or West End?
West End.
Clotted cream or jam first?
Oh, jam first.
Okay. Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Cinderella or Snow White?
Cinderella.
Wicked or Les Mis?
Wicked.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Stephen Sondheim or Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Sondheim.
There you go.
These are hard. Okay.
Those are tough. You did really well, actually.
Okay.
I get called names sometimes when I ask people these questions. So, Shane, where can people find Crystal Palace Lockdown Live? Where can people find you online? You just said that you don't really do Twitter or Instagram, but where can people find you on the socials to make sure they follow you and get reminded of when you guys go live and who's on the bill?
So it's all on Facebook. It's called Crystal Palace Lockdown Live. So if you search for that on Facebook, you can see that. And if you become a member, it's a group, it's not a page. So if you become a member of the group, then you get notifications when each act is live. And also we post up the running order usually on the Friday, just before the Saturday. So you can have a look and see who's coming up. We also do have an Instagram, but I'm so rubbish, I can't say what it is. I think it's just Crystal Palace Lockdown Live. So if you look for that on Instagram, then
I will put some links up there in the show notes.
Thank you.
Well, Shane, thank you so much for your time. Thank you. And to Corey, and just what you guys are doing is fantastic. You really have lifted the spirits of hundreds and thousands of people. I know you have. It's been a brilliant thing to look forward to. And it's offered the opportunity for people who need to sing or do their poetry, their written words, DJing, anything. It's let them get something out there and get some feedback and get people commenting live. And I know that my son has absolutely loved it. And Shane, if you twist my arm, I might be able to do a little set with him if you carry on to number 10.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that, John, because next week we're definitely doing number 10. Okay. Whatever happens, we're definitely doing number 10, even just for that, to be honest. No, it's great. I want to just say a massive thank you to everyone who has contributed, for those who just tune in or drop in and out on a Saturday, but especially to all the performers who some are experienced, some aren't, but they really make it. I'm just merely a platform for them to do what they need to do at this crucial and horrible time for everyone. It's really down to you guys who get involved and support it. So I just want to say a massive thank you to everybody, and thank you to you, because you're a massive support to us. So thank you, John.
My pleasure. Well, listen, stay safe, and I will see you at 2 o'clock when you introduce the first band. It always get a reminder in my email. Shane Tom is going live.
Yeah, that's me.
Excellent. All right, well, stay safe, and I'm looking forward to seeing you backstage soon.
Yeah, thank you, John. Take care.
Shane Tom, stage manager and producer of the Crystal Palace Lockdown Live series. Go to Facebook and type in Crystal Palace Lockdown Live to join the group and enjoy some music from both professionals and amateurs, adults and children alike, and you are sure to be entertained every Saturday. Thank you to everyone who has responded to our call out for guests for this podcast so far. And if you'd like to take your bow, just get in touch with me via any of the social media platforms at Curtain Call, that's CurtainCall, all one word, or email me at john@curtaincallonline.com, and that's John with an H. We all need a little bit of inspiration and happiness these days, and hopefully today's chat gave you just that. Join us soon when another theater professional somewhere across the globe will be taking their bow. Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.